ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
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 So I guess we're reading Bhagavad Gita every Wednesday, every Sunday, every day. But class in the afternoon is Bhagavad Gita, and the morning is Srimad Bhagavatam. So this is my first formal class, so I know how to read, but. But I read in Spanish in my head, so if it sounds a little funny, I beg your pardon. So we are on the 8th chapter, Attaining the Supreme, text 2. Adiyanaha gatam kotra dehismin madhusudana Prayana kale chakatam yeyo triniyatatma bihim. Now I'm going to repeat the word in Sanskrit and you're going to respond as well. Adiyayaham.
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 The Lord of Sacrifice.
The Lord of Sacrifice.
Katam.
Katam.
How?
How?
Gaham.
Gaham.
Who?
Who?
Atra.
Atra.
Here.
Here.
Dehe.
Dehe.
In the body.
In the body.
Ashmin.
Ashmin.
This.
This.
Madhusudanam.
Madhusudanam.
O Madhusudana.
O Madhusudana.
Prayana kale.
Prayana.
At the time of death.
At the time of death.
Cha.
Cha.
And.
Gatam.
Gatam. How.
How.
Yeyasi.
Yeyasi.
You can be known.
You can be known.
Niyata atma bihi.
Niyata atma bihi.
By the self-control.
By the self-control.
I'll read this once and then you repeat with me. Who is the Lord of Sacrifice and how does he live in the body? O Madhusudana, and how can those engaged in devotional service know you at the time of death? Who is the Lord of Sacrifice?
Who is the Lord of Sacrifice?
And how does he live in the body?
And how does he live in the body?
O Madhusudana.
O Madhusudana.
And how can those engaged in devotional service?
And how can those engaged in devotional service
know you at the time of death?
Know you at the time of death.
Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Jai
Srila Prabhupada. Lord of Sacrifice may refer to either Indra or Vishnu. Vishnu is the chief of primal demigods, including Brahma and Shiva, and Indra is the chief of administrative demigods. Both Indra and Vishnu are worshipped by yajna performances. But here Arjuna asks who is actually the Lord of yajna, sacrifice, and how the Lord is residing within the body of the living entity. Arjuna addresses the Lord as Madhusudana because Krishna once killed a demon named Madhu. Actually, these questions, which are of the nature of doubts, should not have arisen in the mind of Arjuna because Arjuna is a Krishna conscious devotee. Therefore, these doubts are like demons. Saint Krishna is so expert in killing demons, Arjuna here addresses him as Madhusudana, so that Krishna might kill the demoniac doubts that arise in Arjuna's mind. Now the word prajana kale in this verse is very significant, because whatever we do in life will be tested at the time of death. Arjuna is very anxious to know of those who are constantly engaged in Krishna consciousness what should be their position at that final moment. At the time of death, all the bodily functions are disrupted and the mind is not in proper condition. Thus disturbed by the bodily situation, one may not be able to remember the Supreme Lord. Maharaj Kulashekara, a great devotee, prays, "My dear Lord, just now I am quite healthy, and it is better that I die immediately, so that the swan of my mind can seek entrance at the stem of your lotus feet." The metaphor is used because the swan, a bird of the water, takes pleasure in digging into the lotus feet of flowers. Its sporting proclivity is to enter the lotus flower. Maharaj Kulashekara says to the Lord, "Now my mind is undisturbed and I am quite healthy. If I die immediately thinking of your lotus feet, then I am sure that my performance of your devotional service will become perfect. But if I have to wait for my natural death, then I do not know what will happen, because at that time the bodily functions will be disrupted, my throat will be choked up, and I do not know whether I shall be able to chant your name. Better let me die immediately." Arjuna questions how a person can fix his mind on Krishna's lotus feet at such a time. So, any questions? I think at this point, of course, it's a very large book, but here's when the question comes in. The answer is a few texts down the road, which we might talk a little bit about that. I'm not going to read it because someone will do. But this is a question. This is what Arjuna is thinking. It's very obvious that we all have a birthday. So similarly, we'll have a death day. So we're all going to pass. Now we've heard stories about. One time I heard one about this business guy. You might have heard it too. There was told to me was that this guy was, he knew about this. So he said, "I'm going to take advantage of this. And all my sons are going to be named, Govinda, Madhusudana, Krishna. So I'm just going to have to, at the time of that, I'm going to call someone to be by me." He's a business guy. Surely not, the time came. He's in bed, dying. So he called, "Krishna, here I am, father." So, okay, so that's good. "There you go, Govinda, here it is." And so on. So he went down, calling all his names, nice spiritual names. And then with his last breath said, "And if everyone is here, who's taking care of the business?" And he died. So you can try, but you cannot fool. So here is, down you'll see whenever we get there, but Arjuna asked a question with the same answer about those engaged in devotional service to Krishna. So obviously this businessman, he thought he knew everything, but no. In association with devotees, that's why it's very nice to have people over and talk, and because that's a way that you relate to Krishna in a certain way. We'll have spiritual names. And if you don't, you will. And the reason is very similar, because we call each other by the name of the Lord. It's a Chaitanya Nitai. And then the Lord is not different from His name. So the Lord is there. So we create this relation with the Lord. And once we are sincere and we have the nice association of devotees, Satya Narayan Prabhu, how can you forget Krishna? Everything is about Krishna. Of course, for those who I'm part of it, Grihastha Ashram, so I live outside the temple, I work, I have a wife and a son. Yeah, it is difficult to have to go out there and have to deal with regular people, doing regular tasks. But a pure devotee of the Lord has no other business. They have a much higher mission in life. Not because, oh, you saw this devotee going into a liquor store. Oh, he's drinking beer. He's he's probably buying water or something to bring home and offer to the deities. You don't see devotees, you know, going to the store and then they're picking up stuff. Oh, when I... We're thinking, oh, this is a very nice fruit for Krishna. So we see the reality, and even when we talk to the ordinary people outside the temple or outside the devotee circle, we know, and we try to help. We give a little hints here and there, but you cannot preach to someone that won't understand Krishna, so better not spend time doing that. Of course, you know, I'm not working anymore. I'm taking care of the little one. I wish I was working. But still, when I was working, I would go there. I would chant my rounds on my way to work. And I would read a little bit of Bhagavad Gita. I have a Sikha, so imagine how many people will ask, what is that? I say, well, that's because I want to make sure that when Krishna comes, he can grab me up right away. He's my devotee. And sometimes I used to say, oh, I keep missing one spot. That seemed to be funny. But then you tell them why, and then they respect. So why be different? Like this businessman died, and he thought, you know, I'm going to fool everyone. And no, because he was still a fool. So at the time of death, he was full. He didn't change. So we don't have to change to go on mundane tasks and think, oh yeah, I'm driving this nice car and all this. The devotee is always thinking, I'm driving this nice car because I'm going to the temple, see the deities, do some service. We're using it as an instrument. So those who are engaged in devotional service, those are the ones who have more opportunity, I think, to remember Krishna at the time of death, because chances are you're going to be with devotees. We also think, so those demons talking in the back of the head is that you don't ever know until it happens. Well, I guess. Maybe your throat will choke up like he explains here. But maybe not. You don't know. Only Krishna knows. That's a mystic plan. So that's why we chant all the time. We're thinking of Krishna all the time, because you don't know if you're going to be alive next minute. So that is Krishna consciousness. And we're engaged in devotional service to the Lord. It has to be sincere. You cannot fool. My friend here from Venezuela would know that there is a saying that A monkey dressed up in a tuxedo still is a monkey. So you're not gonna fool anyone. So why is it important to remember the Lord at the time of because that's the ultimate goal. We want to go back to Godhead. We're put in this human form of existence to understand God and worship the Lord and serve the Lord. So one time I had the opportunity to travel to New York. Not to see the city, but for devotional service purposes. I went to one of my God brothers, and Guru Maharaj was there, and there was this this activity in this one of the devotees' houses. I don't really know what it was, because when we were there, Guru Maharaj gave class, and then and some kirtan and we left, but no one really asked questions. I don't know, they probably didn't. Again, it's part of, you know, if you're a devotee, you're a devotee. You're not there to put a show. I'll go back to that point, but just on the same thing, I just remember that when I met Guru Maharaj, Trivikram Swami, a few years ago, 5 years, I think six, it was at in New York at the Ratha Yatra, and once we came all the way back to the plaza there, where they had this prasad and this dances and music and all these sort of things, and so I said, I was a bhakta, so I said, Maharaj, very nice. Environment, lots of devotees. And Maharaj said, no! There are just few devotees here. Everyone else came alone. There's no kirtan. So at that moment, he got up and he started singing. There was a show, some ladies dancing and some yoga stretching and... So I said, Maharaj, but you're going to disturb, but of course, I was a bhakta, I could say stuff like that. And he looked at me saying, no, this is Chaitanya. Well, he didn't call me Chaitanya Thai. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission is to bring the opportunity to everyone to reach that goal by singing Harinam Sankirtan. So why were we watching this and that and people eating and reading and hands and... So Maharaj was right. Of course he's always right. So similarly at this place, there was barely any devotee. They weren't there alone just to probably curiosity and see a sannyasi. He's a very tall guy. So you're not going to miss him. So one person asked the question and said, well, so where are we all going once you're dead? So Mara said, I don't know where I'm going, but I'm sure I'm going to be with Srila Prabhupada. And obviously, Srila Prabhupada is with Krishna. So therefore, I'm thinking, oh well, I need to remember Guru Maharaj. So that's why, because they help you to come along and be a pure devotee of the Lord. So... I put this down here because I wanted to remember, and I can't find it. Well, I mean, and also, if you think of Krishna, then, you know, of course, Srila Prabhupada says that at the time of death, you also have, you know, they look, well, Krishna looks back to your life and what you did in your life, because it is also true that you're a devotee. Then you're going to be a devotee later on, or Krishna is going to give you the opportunity. He's going to put you in a brahmana's house. He's going to put you in a place where you can flourish as a bhakta again and keep going, keep moving on. So that tells you right there that we've been around for many, many years, many lives, and we kind of coming together. And so why is it important to then not only thinking of Krishna, we need to think of Krishna so that we don't come back. And if we do, then we're gonna be in the same, in this situation. It's gonna be a lot easier being a devotee, thinking on what should I do, than just being out there drinking and just throwing up the next day and having illicit sex and all these things that we did before. And now we realize, oh no, what I was thinking. Well, that's the system. That's why there is progress. When you realize, you look back and you said, oh no, I was so wrong. So we ran out of time. I didn't know we could talk for this long. But Maharaj Bharata too, also, he was a great king of this on this earth. He had it all. He was a very beautiful, wonderful devotee of the Lord. But because he was also Brahmana, he couldn't tolerate pain. And so he would just go and pick up fruits, flowers, water from the Ganges, bring it back to offer to the deities, to nice service. And then that's the story of the deer. A lion came when the doe, this is the female, right, of the deer, was drinking water nicely, was pregnant, and the lion came and scared so much that doe that jumped out, died, but in the process gave birth to this deer. So Maharaj Bharata saw the whole thing, and out of compassion, he couldn't tolerate this scene, went and he attended the deer, like if it was his son, thinking of the deer, and gave him food, wouldn't leave the house without him, because he would be performing ceremonies, aratic, and he couldn't, where is deer? He went to the forest, oh my God, there are hunters, lions, you know that one. So much that then that position of a nice devotee and doing nice service to the Lord, then he came distressed, disturbed, and couldn't concentrate, couldn't focus. It's all about the deer. After being at that point in which he had it all. He had absolutely all what he wanted. He was a king, he was a ruler, he was an A-plus devotee. A brahmana, and give it all for an animal, for a deer. So then, when death came, he was thinking about the deer. Where is it? Who's going to take care of the deer? Similarly, like the same person. Who's going to take care of my business? So then, the next life, he came back as a deer. But not only that, just so I guess. Because Krishna has a very mystic ways, and to show his sense of humor, he took birth in the form of a deer, but in full, complete conscious of what he was before. So he spent his whole life as a deer, thinking, "Oh, I shouldn't have any thoughts. I'm considering being something else, and should have taken." Just a little more and be a complete success, and it didn't happen. So it can also happen to us if we are too attached to animals and We can always go back. We have this human form of life just for only one purpose, is to serve the Lord. If we don't use it like that, then we're going back, and we don't want that. So I think it's time for Atik. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.